Well, the state north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga are, is called.
That's the east. They in the east, ain't they?
No, what state?
Tennessee.
Right.
North of Georgia.
North of Georgia. What do you call it?
North of Georgia. Oh, that's south. He's speaking the north of.
What do you call a state north of Georgia? Knoxville.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay. If a person is in trouble, you try to
help him. Get him out, something like that.
If something isn't wide, then it's. If it's not wide, it's
narrow.
I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Another name for an automobile is a
car.
My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
your auntie.
Before birds lay their eggs, they build. Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at. Before a boy fights, he might clench his
fist.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime that stings
mosquito.
And draws you. What was that?
Mosquito.
Okay. Those white things that float around up in the sky are. Rain comes from them.
Raincoat.
White thing that flew around the sky.
Pigeon.
Cloud.
Yeah, the big thing.
You ain't talking about thunderheads.
No, just what you call the white thing.
Oh, crayon.
Cloud and rain come from them. That got to be the cloud.
Thunderhead.
How'd you pronounce it?
You say it's fly.
No, it just floats.
That's cloud.
Okay.
Thunderhead.
Right now we're sitting inside your
house.
If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it?
Well, we'd say coon, fox.
What's a general term for all those animals?
A varmint.
Varmint.
Okay.
Why varmint?
What do you call a little animal that lives in the ocean and grows to about 3 or 4 inches long? When we cook it, it curls up and turns pink or orange.
That's fish. Eel.
No, it's a little animal.
You
either boil it or
fry. Oh, the oyster.
No, it's when you cook it, it turns pink. So it's bigger than my finger.
You could eat that stuff, you know.
Something that dig down the ground. I think that's where you come.
Snail. You dig a hole in the ground
that's
going in
the water. Crawfish?
No, something
like that.
It's like a crawfish.
It
looks like one.
You talking about pudgy?
Oh, you're talking about you're talking about crab.
No.
The round thing. You can buy it in a can.
Mm.
No, can't buy it in a can.
I don't know. I think you can buy small ones in a can. But they usually come
salmon.
No, it's a little animal. You make a cocktail out of it. We're just going. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water, because hot water will make wool.
If you draw up, shrink.
How would you say? Because hot water will make the wool
fade or draw up or something like that.
What's another word? Another word for draw up.
Shrink.
Too little.
What she said?
Shrink.
She says shrink.
Okay. What am I doing? Okay.
Point. Okay.